my friend, and welcome to Be In Your Destiny. I'm international author, speaker, and entrepreneur, Wayne Scherer. I'm happy as can be working from home and hoping that you'll be doing the same. Your goal is to move ahead, build your downline, build your affiliate team, and move to home. And move to working from home. So I hope you don't have to move to home. You should already be there. But I want to first start by wishing you, this is being recorded just before Christmas, so Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. And yes, I have no fears about saying Merry Christmas. This is the Christmas season. It is about being happy. When I say Merry Christmas, I'm telling you more than just enjoy what Christ did for people. I'm telling you to be happy, to enjoy life, to see life from a different perspective. Not always look for some way to be, offended. That's the word they like to use. Yes, I'm offended. Merry Christmas is about being happy. I want to tell you, I want to talk about this because it's important on how you view your business, okay? Now you might be thinking right now, are you going to make some crazy religious connection to my business? No, I'm going to talk about perspective, all right? One of the things I like to do at Christmas time is reflect on perspective and how I got to where I am and how people see things. And I have a number of ways of doing that. I'm going to share with you one of them that I really like and I think will help you see things differently. So you start building your business and seeing it in the right perspective for yourself. And the only perspective that's going to work is some perspective that you're telling yourself you can. You can, okay? It's very, very important. Now, before we go on any further, I want to mention that I'd appreciate if you'd go to the Wayne Scherer Show, waynescherershow.com. Go to waynescherershow.com and click the like button while you're listening to this show. I'd really appreciate as many likes on that page as possible. Go to waynescherershow.com and click the like button, and we'll continue. All right. Now, there's nothing to buy on that page. I just would love if you would click the like button. Merry Christmas to you, and thank you very much for doing that. I'm thanking you knowing that you're doing that because I simply asked. Okay, let's take a look at what about Christmas makes a big difference. Okay, what does that have to do with perspective for your business? Well, one of the things I do at Christmas time is that I like to watch all the different versions of A Christmas Carol, the modern embellishments using movies that were made with different actors, not even calling it A Christmas Carol, but they were clearly using Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol to model what they were doing. I don't know the exact year. I haven't looked it up recently. I forgot now the year that Charles Dickens wrote, or the years that he wrote it. I believe it was in the 1830s or 1840s, if I'm not mistaken. And I watch a lot of the movies, and they'll have things in the movies that couldn't possibly have existed at the time that A Christmas Carol was actually written. But that's not what's important. What's important is what people think when they're asked, what is A Christmas Carol about? All right? So you answer that question right now to yourself as I'm blah, blah, blahing, because this is going to be important to your perspective. Almost everybody of any religion anywhere knows the story A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. I'm not, now, yeah, 95%. There's some 5% of people that may probably never heard of it. But if you're listening to me right now, you know what the story is. You know that it has the main character is Ebenezer Scrooge, right? The name has become a connotation used for somebody who is greedy. And here's why that's important in perspective, okay? If I ask somebody, I ask you, you would likely have told me, because I just asked you to think, what is your answer to this question? What is A Christmas Carol about? And if you answer it to yourself or out loud to whoever's sitting there with you, that it's about a grumpy old man who didn't like Christmas. Well, I will say you are only partially right, because that is not what the story is about. The story is about an old man who was affected by his early stages of life, realized that he was came to a point where he realized everything was not where he wanted it to be, and transitioned from that grumpy back to a genuine, giving, caring individual who loved Christmas. That's what it's about. In fact, most of the book, 2/3 of the book, is about the friendly time and you know, his transition, you know, after he lives at nights of the dreams with the three ghosts. 2/3 of the book is after that occurs, okay? And so the majority of the story is actually about the effect of coming to the realization that being happy and giving and helping others is a much better way to create the legacy of your life and to go out of your life. And it's never too old to change. It's never too old to create a new perspective. It's never too old to find the things in the past that were good and bring them back into your life. So I'm not talking about living your life over again. That's not what Ebenezer Scrooge did. Ebenezer Scrooge saw the things that were good and he saw the things that were bad, and he decided to bring back the things that were good that he could, and he did. And then he put them to work on Christmas Day. He went all out on Christmas Day to make sure those people that he had affected negatively would realize that he could be somebody positive for them, somebody helpful for them. And that would be his goal for the rest of his life. Now, it didn't show him quitting his business. It didn't try to tell you that being in business was about being greed. It did show you that at a certain point that Ebenezer Scrooge had lost all faith in everything around him and everything he believed in, and all he did was work his business and nothing else. And that was bad, and he realized it. So for you, as you work your business, what is your business about? It's a time for you to take a little bit of perspective. Being a business, for me, is not about just making money. It's not about being Scrooge at the beginning of the book, making the money, seeing how much I got, and checking my bank account. It's not about that at all. If I cannot provide products that I'm proud of, that I personally use, that I know that if you buy it, that even if it's an affiliate product, that when you go to when you need help for it, that you're actually going to be helped, that you're going to like the product. Now, there's no such thing as 100% of the people agreeing with you, okay? So don't even try. That's what the political correct people think, and politically correct people have a miserable life. It's kind of like Scrooge, you know? They're stuck trying, thinking they can't say things. They can only say things that everybody's going to like. Well, there's no such thing as things that everybody's going to like. As a matter of fact, when people... That's kind of another topic, but when people talk like that, the politically correct, they piss off the people that want to hear the truth. But anyhow, let's go back. I'm going off track. It's perspective, but that still is perspective in a sense. But I want to keep perspective in the spirit of Christmas. Christmas is about happiness for people who are not Christians, okay? And how can I say that? People who are not Christians don't celebrate Christmas. Oh, yeah? Well, you know, I've traveled around the world. And I've been in many countries that are not predominantly Christian at Christmas time, all right? China, for example. China, I don't know their numbers of Christians in China, but it's only like 10% or something like that, all right? They have more Christmas lights up now than most cities in America. They have more people just looking forward to Christmas and just enjoying the happiness of Christmas and celebrating that happiness. They put up Christmas trees and Christmas lights everywhere. You go to Hong Kong, Shanghai, Beijing, Shenzhen, Nanjing, I don't know, any major city in China, and they will have Christmas lights and Christmas trees everywhere. And the majority of the people are not Christians. but they have a perspective of Christmas that it's about happiness, and they love that happiness. I love that happiness. That's why I watch Scrooge over and over again, and every version of it there is, because Scrooge is someone who found that happiness in Christmas again, as he had a chance to reflect in a kind of spooky way on where his life was going. And he made that change. So once again, back in your business, it's time to reflect exactly what you are going to achieve with your business. There's nothing wrong with making money, and I'm not putting anybody down for that. There's no point to being in business if you can't make money. Because if you do not profit, then you cannot reach people with your product. Because you do have to market and advertise, no matter how much people claim they hate marketing and advertising, I mean consumers, the fact is they respond to it. And that is how you get your product in front of people. So those things are about making money, essentially. I mean, the core of it is making money, but it's only if you're not bringing good, if you're not helping people, if you're not solving their needs, if you aren't doing any of that for anybody, then yes, it is possible to profit up front, but how long will it last? Okay, that's the question. You know, that's why we talk about, you know, we make fun of the snake oil folks, right? As we call them in the U.S., the people selling the magic potions. We're making fun of people in that when marketing and stuff and the door-to-door thing started being big at the turn of the 20th century. That's where the snake oil salesmen came in. The remedies that they could, you know, they would make their sales and they would dash because they knew that what they were selling wasn't any good, but they sure knew how to talk the talk. All right, you can't dash anymore. All right, you can either stay in business providing good stuff, or you're out of business because you will be found. So, you really need to want to do something more than just make money. If I just wanted to make money, I suppose maybe I would just be sitting here mastering how to do foreign exchange or stocks and bidding and selling, and that's about as impersonal as you can get. Okay, yeah, but that's not what I want to do. I personally want to be healthy. I personally want to be able to do the things I want to do, and I personally want to share those experience and how it was accomplished with anybody I possibly can. But of course, I have to make money to reach as many people as possible, just like you do. So that's what I get. You know, I'm kind of coming roundabout with it. But the perspective of Scrooge at Christmas time, of course, is completely wrong. It is not about just a guy who was greedy and only wanted money. In fact, as I already pointed out, it was about a guy who changed his life because he started seeing that he needed to provide more than just whatever fees he was collecting in his business at Scrooge and Marley's. Okay? So, think about it. Think about what Christmas can possibly mean to you. It doesn't matter what religion you are. It doesn't matter if you're atheist, Jewish, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Shinto, it doesn't matter what you are or what you call yourself as far as who and how you pray, okay? Christmas, at a minimum, is about being happy and sharing joy with other people. For Christians, it's much more than that. But for others, for instance, people in China, people in Japan, people in Singapore. I've not been in Malaysia at Christmas time, so I don't know if they do the light thing, but I think they do. Thailand, they definitely do. They enjoy Christmas. They enjoy the joy of Christmas. They give it a perspective that makes it happy and not makes it something to be angry about. Americans, in particular, I don't know about Europeans. I haven't spent much time in Europe recently. But Americans in particular love to, there's a small group of Americans that love to have a big voice on TV to make Christmas out to be something evil, and that somebody's forcing them to believe something if they say Merry Christmas. Well, Merry Christmas to you that believe that. And I'm not forcing you to believe anything evil. Merry Christmas to me means have a peaceful, loving life. Enjoy everything that comes your way. Take bad, turn it to good. Help other people. Help people move ahead. Help people have the same things in life you have. As you achieve more, help them achieve more. It's all about digging down in your heart and giving to other people. If saying the word Christmas means something bad to you, I suggest you need to develop a new perspective, just like Scrooge did. He turned around his life, and everybody can turn around their life. They have to pick some point in life in some year to do that. Maybe it won't be at Christmas time. Maybe it'll be at your birthday. Maybe it'll be at New Year's. Maybe it'll be at spring. Maybe you celebrate some other religious happening. Maybe it's Passover. Maybe it's Hanukkah. Maybe, I don't know, Shinto holidays. I don't know Hindu holidays. I don't know Islamic holidays. But I would hope that all beliefs have a way of reflecting to straighten your mind out. Buddhists definitely do. I've read their entire books, and I would recommend you do too, regardless of your religious belief. Get new perspective. Develop your perspective. Bring yourself to understanding that you are good, that Christmas is good, and that joy needs to come from your heart to everyone else. My joy is being able to help people. I would like to have as many people as possible join my team. If you go to easyleadnetwork.com and join my team, we'll develop you. We've implemented the 5-step system. It works. You'll have a downline building by tomorrow. You'll be helping them grow by tomorrow. You'll be able to start generating more free leads for yourself by using the Easy Lead Network team system. So go to easyleadnetwork.com and start transforming your life. Look at things from a perspective of new joy and helping other people. As you apply the five-step downline building system, you'll find that you can by tomorrow have somebody on your team signed up. And then you can have them have by the next day somebody signed up. If you just do the 5 steps, 5 simple steps. You'll know the 5 steps after listening to it, and you'll be able to do them in about 10 minutes. And you'll be able to apply them over a period of one day with one person and make it happen if you are willing to do so. If you are willing to just say, I can't do that, I don't like doing that, well, I'm not sure why you would be in business. Mm-hmm. It's once again, perspective. I'm not a very social person. I don't hang out in big crowds of people and gather them around me. But I do love to talk. you know that. That's why I have this show, because I do love to talk and share with you. I love to share what I have with you, and that's why I created the Easy Lead Network team. Because there's over $7,500 of tools and training, and you will never have to buy training ever again if you become a reseller in one of our team products. It's as simple as that. You buy nothing. You just become a reseller or an affiliate reseller for these 100% commission products, the 7-Minute Workout, or the Pure Leverage, or Power Lead System Funnel, or Empower Network. One of those 4. And then you have everything you need in the Easy Lead Network. So I hope you'll be joining me. Oh, I want to make a big announcement for you. It's not a big announcement, I suppose, but I want you to. Do you have a blog? You should. If you're going to be marketing online, you should have a blog-style website. If you have any website on WordPress, listen to this, okay? Listen to this. This is cool. I got the rights to a great plug-in that I've had shined up, spit polished, and it's at generation.easyleadnetwork.com. Okay, go there, check it out. There's a demo on there. Just go there and do the demo. That's free. No obligation for the demo. No, you know, you just click a button and you see what it does. But the bottom line is, you know, all these plugins that do opt-in collecting of one sort or another, well, most of them are pretty expensive that actually work. And that's why I love this, because I can bring it to you for just $27, and it does more than almost any of them. It does, particularly without slowing your website down, it does more than any of them on the market for a whole lot less money. And that's one of the things I love to do, is be able to make your website a real marketing machine for you. And the Easy Lead Generation plugin does that. So go to generation.easyleadnetwork.com and check that out. Do the demo. There's no obligation to do the demo. Just go there and click it and check it out. If you like it, well, get it. Put it on your website. It works. It works great. It's on my websites. That's why, of course, I tested it before. It's selling it. It works, and it works great. All right. Now, Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And hopefully, I'll have another show just before New Year, and we'll be able to enjoy the New Year as well. You are absolutely great. I am honored to know you. And I am blessed to be able to share my joy with you.